another three up, three down segment here on the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer, your lad, the last one of 2022 here, folks. Recording on, yes, it is Friday, folks, December 30th, 2022. And this is the last time this year, at least, three up, three down. I've been doing this, I think, most of these, I might have missed one. I know. I'm just covering myself up right there. But three up, three down. Obviously, the three trending in a positive direction for K-State or other topics. In or three down, trending in the wrong direction, whether that's individuals or a team or something of significance. And we definitely have that here ahead of playing fifth-ranked Alabama in the All-State Sugar Bowl tomorrow, almost 24 hours from right now, folks. So, all right. Wait, okay, so let's go ahead and, and of course here, it's going to be a super busy Friday here for the podcast, obviously. We're going to catch our extravaganza, I'll just go with that, of our last night's recording, the last weekly edition of the podcast, episode 137. We'll be coming out here around lunchtime. I'm having to move some dailies around. I got a big one focusing on basketball. You might find a couple previews around here. So a lot going on about this podcast here. Like I said, we're gonna end the year strong, baby. So definitely make sure you're subscribed. If you're not already, please subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. It's K-State Athletics Podcast. All things K-State. Here's running down 2022, and a big thanks to all you guys, K-State Nation, the new subscribers, our loyal listeners who have been following us throughout 2022 or since the beginning of the inception of the Purple Project Podcast. We really appreciate it from me, our co-host Alex Aiden, as well. So definitely, this has been a tremendous semester of athletics here in Manhattan. We just hired a new head coach on the volleyball side. That daily's out this week as well. Jason Mansfield. Make sure you check that out. I'm sure there's going to be more of him coming up in the future podcasts of the weekly editions as well. So definitely, but everyone's looking at this game. First, though, Alabama, fifth ranked in the college football playoff, ninth ranked K-State tomorrow. All-State Sugar Bowl is going down. The anticipation, I cannot wait for K-State to hit the field here. It's literally, if you want to put it in figuratively, a stance here, David versus Goliath. I don't want to throw K-State in the David category, but everybody's been down to K-State all year for the exception of probably the voters in the poll getters, really, because they've been on our side throughout the season as well. And boy, you get this game again, it could go a long, long way. So another opportunity for K-State to play an SEC opponent to end the college football season, which leads to the positives here, trending in the right direction here. The concern going into this game was getting everyone back, including, of course, Echo Boydo, Malik Knoll, suffering significant injuries in the Big 12 championship game 3 weeks ago now. And report yesterday, or was it late? I want to say it was late Wednesday night, that Malik Knoll and Echo Boydo will suit up and play this game. How huge is that? Obviously, there you're getting everyone back there. And, of course, Alabama saying no opt-outs, so you're getting basically strength on strength in this game. And yeah, again, try not to go down this road. Do not want to hear any excuses from, and I'm sure you're not going to get it from my well coach Nick Saban in Alabama team here, that you heard him say all week in the press conference, they are ready. They want to play one more time with the brothers and go out the right way. But only one team can win this game. So hopefully it's us tomorrow in the game. But yeah, everyone is back for K-State, which is huge, especially getting Echo Boydo back on the defensive side of the front. Look, you got Alabama skills players. And yes, everyone's paying attention about Bryce Young, and Will Anderson. But there's other skilled players, too, for Alabama that we need to be paying attention to as well. They can hurt us. But hopefully K-State, obviously, you know, getting both teams getting to New Orleans early this week, practicing K-State, I think they're going to be ready to play. They've been antsy since Alabama was announced as the K-State opponent. And, of course, leads into the next one, big momentum. Yes, I think momentum is huge. And, yes, that K-State hasn't played the last game since the Big 12 championship win over TCU. But I think momentum right now, you hear it in the fan base. You see it on Twitter, K-State Twitter. The momentum's real, man. And if you got that swag like we do right now, anything's possible. So the momentum's right there. Hopefully, again, I think shout out to Cole Manbeck, Three Mile Pod. He brought this up. K-State's got to start off fast. You're seeing pretty much what Texas Tech did in their bowl game. Start off fast. You cannot fall behind. KU did that. They rallied back. But unfortunately for them, fell short. So in the past, you see, like K-State started off real fast last year against LSU. Again, with the LSU situation, yes, it's been well documented all year long. Right on the podcast, K-State played an SEC opponent in the beginning of the 2022 and no end with an SEC opponent in 2022 in Alabama. Skylar Thompson in that game started out fast. So I think it's important for K-State to start out fast in this game, use that momentum, and try to stick it to Alabama early. That first quarter is going to be really important. You're probably going to hear this again in the weekly edition coming up in a couple hours. So it's important for them to really start off fast for them, use it. And, of course, the underdog mentality, my last positive for K-State 2022. Look, you've heard all the players, Felix, Cooper, Deuce, Will, it goes all down the line, Adrian, it goes all the way down across the board here, K-State, we're all about the underdog mentality, no different here, so the national perspective, and a lot of eyes going to be on this game, and really a lot of eyes been on K-State here late in the year, and for good reason, so a lot of eyes going to be on this game. And why? And not only that, because the college football playoff games will be right after this game. So, yeah, a lot of eyes going to be on this game. It's the first game of the New Year's Eve. Everyone kicking back with their favorite beverage. Everybody's going to be tuning in this ball game. Top 10 matchup. Can't get any better. Can't get any better than that. K-State, underdog mentality. I love it. I love it. I love it. I've been always an underdog as individually as well. So, hey, I mean, sky's the limit for K-State in this game. They got to take care of business, and, hey, we'll just see what happens tomorrow. Trending in the wrong direction. I mentioned this early in the week on one of the dailies this week. Again, if you missed out on any dailies from the week, make sure you check those out. Get yourself pumped up for the All-State Sugar Bowl tomorrow. Southwest Airlines, big L. Huge L. I'd never seen anything like this. Holding customers' baggage, nobody at the airport, whatnot. And a lot of Cats fans, from what I've read and what I've heard anyways, trying to get down to New Orleans by via Southwest. And I only think I've only, in my limited experience on flying planes, only flew Southwest only once. So thank goodness I'm not much of a flyer anyways. But yeah, it's just a shame. It's just a damn shame. People have to drive, but hey, it's fun that way. You get to enjoy road tripping, getting ready for a big game. It's nothing like better like that. But Southwest, take a big L on that. And of course, Big 12 SEC. We saw this Wednesday night, or really all day Wednesday. If I count here, if I pull back a tab here on my screen here, let's see. Big 12 SEC opponent. I think this is going to be the third game. Let's see if I can find that out real quick. Yeah, third game here for the Big 12 against an SEC opponent. There, Texas Tech took care of Ole Miss. I already mentioned KU losing by two earlier in the week there. So, a lot. Again, we talked about the conferences. Obviously, there's a big difference between Big 12, SEC. Everyone's going to pay and give SEC all the love and all the other stuff. Well, I think the Big 12 is going to be ready to play. And Texas Tech, really, KU could have obviously fought themselves back in the game and could have stole that ball game there. And Texas Tech, they took it to Lane Kiffin. And Ole Miss on Wednesday night. So this is the third game Big 12 and SEC will meet. It's a big game. Big game for K-State. And remember, we beat LSU last year. Or I shouldn't say last year. Earlier this year. Because remember, again, we played LSU in the Texas Bowl earlier this year. January 4th, if I'm not mistaken there. So, huge opportunity for K-State to beat two SEC opponents in 1 year. That's what's on the line for K-State in this huge All-State Sugar Bowl. And last but not least, Adrian Martinez. Is he going to play? Not going to play? I am crossing my fingers he does play in this. He's been beat up for the second half of the portion of the season. I like no better to see him play because he's been the catalyst for why K-State's in this position and in position to get in to get a hopeful 11th win of the season. So he did speak to the media, obviously. So I mean, we'll definitely find out here in about 24 hours where he's going to play or not. But this is last collegiate game along with several others, and we don't know the NFL. Well, we do know the rankings. NFL Rise of Felix. I know that for definite sure. Deuce, he's there. I don't know his NFL number status right now, but I'm sure, you know, going into this game, or after the game anyways, we will know a lot more of Felix and Duke Uzama and Deuce Vaughn's future moving into 2023 if they're going to go to the NFL draft or come back to Manhattan for another year of college football. And like in the words of Will Howard, and you heard the saying, try to run it back. but we got unfinished business here. So, but Adrian Martinez, I hope he does play, be a part of this game. And I think whether it's 80%, 90%, I really hope he's gets on the field for a couple of series. And I think for me, he's kind of the X factor in this one. Again, he spoke to the media earlier this week, so we'll just have to see. So, but definitely, I want to see him out here playing. Hopefully, he can contribute in some way or fashion in this football game. So, time will tell, and time is running out. Time is of the essence here because we're about to see our Cats go down there to take the field against SEC National Powerhouse Blue Blood Alabama in the Y'all State Sugar Bowl. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for the final three up, three down segment before every football game here in 2022 here on the Pro Project Podcast. Again, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, what are you waiting for? You love what you're hearing today. Definitely make sure you add this K-State podcast to your collection of Kansas State podcasts, part of the K-State family of podcasts here in Manhattan, Kansas. Fifth-ranked Alabama. 9th-ranked K-State tomorrow in the All-State Sugar Bowl on ESPN.